number $9,477, single wires. Request for a time extension.
Okay, gentlemen, this is, I'll read it to you. It's Mr. Bud Rickard. Mr. Rickard, please recall that I am a site acquisition consultant working on behalf of AT&T Singular Wireless in connection with the caption case. For use in ready reference, enclose a copy of a written decision dated on June 20th, 2006, as issued by the Board of Adjustment in connection with the caption case. Shortly after issuance of the Board of Adjustment's written decision, unanticipated budgetary constraints prevented AT&T from proceeding with efforts to construct and complete the subject site. Very recently, however, these budgetary constraints were resolved, and AT&T is now capable and interested in placing the subject site in service. Given the above, please allow this letter to serve as a formal request on behalf of AT&T for the Board of Adjustment to grant an extension on the expiration date for the special use exception in connection with case number 9477-2006 until April 30th, 2009. Should you require additional information to process this request for action by the Board of Adjustment during its meeting scheduled for May 5th, 2008, please do not hesitate to contact my office in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Cliff Schaefer, authorized agent for AT&T.
But the, it was only a year that they had.
You have a year, then you have to do something.
That's right. And but he can come back anytime and request from you.
They didn't do that.
Maybe once.
But he has to do that within a year.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He can come back anytime.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
2 years or whatever?
Yeah, he can come back and ask you.
But I think so. I mean, it's, if the requirement is that they do something within a year and they let the year go by.
I told him that, and then I said, you let a year go by on here. He says, but these are different circumstances. Would the board consider it? I said, all I can do is take it to the
board. No.
I don't think we can.
Can't do that. No, we've been setting a precedent on him. Yeah.
If they don't reapply within a year,
he's got to go through the whole process.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Separate night, you had to talk 2 hours.
All right.
Which location was that?
Dale. I agree.
Huh?
I agree.
But seriously, last time the guy said it's going to be 10 minutes, and they talked an hour and a half. You put that as a separate night with like three cases if you advertise it. Well, we'll put him last, sure, and we'll just send him home.
We'll make a motion to go home.
That's right.
When you send a letter to him telling him it was rejected, it remind him that his approval has now lapsed.
Right.
He's just been rejected.
Yeah, well.
And the board does not have the authority to grant and accept an extension now.
After it's elapsed, okay. After time frame.
Right.
Okay. That takes care of that.
But the staff does have the ability to limit the number of cases heard with it.
Yeah, tell him. Yeah, definitely. Good drink, the guy. Tonight. I don't beat you 15 minutes, buddy. I think he went on long.
I've got that. Oh, by the way, I got that working upstairs. That latitude.
Yeah.
Under the GPS system, where I can pinpoint all these towers. I got that working too, but they're trying to get the gears going. How to do it.
You may want to set up, you're talking about on your GPS tracking?
Yeah.
You may want to set up another user for that.
You know what I'm going
to
do? I'm going
to
send this guy out, okay, with a GPS in his hand. And what he does is I can take it from all the cases we've had, and he